Hey, this is Chris Atwood of The Alternative. I recently spoke with Mike Peters from The Alarm about their brand new album, War, that came out on February 26, 2021, and how it was influenced by many of the events of the past year, noticeably COVID-19, as well as what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. But first, from The Alarm's brand new album, War, this is Tribes Stop the War, right here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood. This is Chris Atwood of The Alternative, joined by Mike Peters over in Wales. You guys just released on February 26th your brand new album, War. You recorded it in 7 weeks or 50 days. What inspired you to do that?
Well, it's everything really. The pandemic, the double lockdowns, not being able to move anywhere, the 24-hour news infiltration into the household, and then that. It seemed to reach a real trigger point for me when we saw the Capitol building being occupied. And I just thought, we're a band, we have to respond to this. The headlines kept saying alarming news, and it was plastered everywhere. And I thought it was calling out to me. And so I'd been writing a lot of songs up to that point, but I was thinking, oh, no one's going to want to know about the pandemic. No one's going to hear about it while we're all going through it. But at that point, when I saw the Capitol building being stormed and everything like that, and no one taking responsibility, we know who we're talking about here, to sort of call it off or pull his people out of there, it just felt like a really shocking moment. And I just felt that we should write a record that documents this moment in history, and almost like a Polaroid of what we've gone through. It's a real musical Polaroid snapshot.
You had this, you know, creative concept. You were writing some songs. Then everything happened at the U.S. Capitol. That was, in many ways, no pun intended, the spark that ignited, you know, hey, let's create this album. How did you record it, you know, with the other band members, knowing that, you know, everyone is still in lockdown? How did that come together?
Yeah, well, when it happened on January the 6th, I literally the first act of war, if you like, from my point, was I went on our website and said, right, it's time to make a record. This is what we're going to do. I hadn't spoken to any of the band members at all. I hadn't even mentioned it to my wife, Jules, because I know if I did, she'd probably try and talk me out of it. So once we were committed and we woke up to Jules, what have you posted on the website? It's like, yep, this is what we're going to do. She started filming me making the calls to the guys. And I knew everyone in the alarm had access to their own studio equipment in their homes. And I also knew the same with our producer, George Williams. He's got a brilliant studio set up in his place as well. So I knew we had the tech there. When I started to think, I thought, yeah, but I said I'm going to write all the songs. What if we fall flat on our faces here? What if we don't come up with, if I can't come up with the music, you know? And but it seemed to follow on. I had the starting point was a song I had started working on before the Capitol building incident. And it's called 280 Ways to Start a War, which is a reference to the amount of characters you can put in a tweet.
280 ways to start a war.
And I felt there was a lot of misuse of Twitter going on. There's a lot of racism aimed at people in through that medium, and the ex-president of America was like, had some incredible Twitter battles out there, which, you know, I felt that were polluting the air. I turned him off in our house. I don't want that man in my house influencing my children. I thought, no way. And then when the Capitol building happened, one of our board members for Love, Hope, Strength was on the call with me. We were having a Love, Hope, Strength board meeting when it all started happening. And my friend represents a lot of high up politicians on both sides of the house, in the Senate and the Capitol building itself. And it was very, very real. And so I just felt we should be the band to document this, try to make sense of it, so that whenever, you know, it's almost a soundtrack to what we've all lived through. You know, I'm sure we can all relate to it, but it had to come out now. You know, you can imagine the Clash had not released White Riot in 1977, or the Sex Pistols haven't put God Save the Queen out while it was the Queen's Jubilee. It's music that had to come out right now. You know, it's same as when Peter Gabriel was doing writing Biko about apartheid. You know, you have to do these records and put them out now. Right. They have to happen in the moment to make sense.
Where did you record the War album?
Well, it was recorded in all our little studios that we have in the Alarm world. I'd actually brought a caravan home from, so my kids could use it to meet their friends while, and not have to bring them in the house. Well, it was, luckily I had that. So I set up all my equipment in there and recorded all the vocals and my guitars in there. Our drummer Smiley's got an amazing studio. So we were able to get that real great foundation of brilliant drums right from the get-go. And James Stevenson, our guitarist, had a great studio with all his guitars and amps, all his vintage collection all around him. And then George Williams, our producer, really brought it all together. And directed me when I was trying to record Jules's piano. I had a mic stretched out from the caravan all the way into the hallway of the house. But we got it all on tape, and George brought it all together. And then we actually took it to a studio for the last 5 days to give it a really great mix on a Neve desk. And we were allowed to do that because it was in a COVID safe environment. And we even got to go to the legendary Rockfield Studios in Monmouth, South Wales, where Queen recorded Bohemian Rhapsody. We recorded a film of us playing the album, which we've released on the Alarm Central, our website.
So the War album, your new album, you recorded that in 50 days during lockdown, came out on February 26th. What's next for the Alarm?
Well, we're still in the pandemic era, aren't we? You know, we're sort of waiting to see if shows will come on track, you know, and then we're sort of shifting our focus to 2022 from a live point of view. The Alarm's 40th anniversary starts on June the 5th. It's literally 40 years since our very first ever gig. That's going to start on June the 5th, whether we're playing live or not, because we'll be presenting our Big Night In TV series over the internet, which telling the story of the Alarm. We're hiking Offa's Dyke. We're doing a hike from the very first venue we played on June the 5th, 1981. We're hiking from that venue, which is at the start point of the border between England and Wales. And we're going to hike 177 miles to link it to where the next gig for the Alarm will happen on June the 5th, 2021, and so that it's linking our past to our future, and then we're going to see where the future actually takes us. But we're alive and kicking. I think it's really important we've made an album in this era. I think it's really important because a lot of artists are silent right now. They haven't got the wherewithal, the independence that we have. They haven't got the know-how. You know, when we released the record on February the 26th, We had vinyl, CD, everything. It was on. It was released around the world in physical formats and digital, and it was all written, recorded, and released in 50 days. And not many people could have done that.
No. So you get this great album, War, inspired by events because of the pandemic, what happened in the United States on January 6th. So in many ways, the spirit of alternative rock marches on for you and for me.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you. It was a great process to make it, you know, and I just felt like if you can't write a song now, then you're never going to write a song. So I think this will be a very important link to what happens next, because the world is not going to be the same. So no. Bands aren't going to just be able to hop into the studio and pretend right. like the pandemic didn't happen and carry on regardless. But we have acknowledged it. We've documented it, recorded it, and released it. And so now we can carry on and we can walk into whatever the future looks like.
And hopefully it's a bright future for everybody as well.
Sure it will be.
Mike, thank you for coming on to The Alternative. Once again, really appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you.
Stop what you're doing to save your country. I'll take a shot in the arm to break this quarantine. I took my case to the United Nations. If you won't be broken.